were there to talk to rural communities and to make them aware of the wide variety of government supports that are there. And as you know, the recent announcement of the Rural Regeneration Scheme, and Donegal did very well out of that. Swan Park and Buncrana got 1.7 million. Weedore got 1.5 million for the extension of the digital hub. Linvia National Park got 5 million in an investment upgrade with five other parks. And the digital hub base in Tralala got 644,000. That was divided between four recipients. And last year alone, from my department, Donegal got 17,108,000. And that is a substantial amount of money from my department alone. And what we're doing there on Friday is we're meeting groups, making them aware of the grant aid that's available, asking them, you know, to come in and listen to the schemes that are available, town and village, outdoor recreation, there's many other schemes there. I have responsibility for libraries, the SideCap program, the community enhancement program. We support them in shed, the tidy towns. And what we're saying to these communities is, look, at my department is here. We're here to help. We're here to support. We're here to create jobs. And we're also, from this meeting on Friday, we're also, my department will go out for pub, and over the next few weeks, we're going to pick a number of pints across the country. And what we call a helping hand, this is to assist local communities to be able to fill in applications, to tell them what's available, to make them, you know, just to let them know what schemes are available there, and to help them and support them. Because what I don't want to happen is, I don't want the same groups, the same communities drawing down the same funding all the time. I want to give new groups, new towns and villages, new schemes, to give new projects, to give people an opportunity and to get them the support that they need.
Just last week, figures were published by the CSO which show that Donegal continues to have the lowest disposable income in the state. With that in mind, it's important any people with ideas come to the front with them, and equally important that any scheme such as those you promote is in a position to actually address those issues.
Well, look, at the Oda Ross are doing a fine job in Donegal, and like the Guidor 1.5 million for the extension. They've already a digital hub there. This is an extension to it. And I mean, also Paul McFadden will be there from Falcarra, and there's another local community centre that's reconstructed and provided. You know, we have to support them with leader funding, capital funding, and these are the kind of projects that we want to be able to create employment in places like Donegal, and particularly in rural Ireland. But remember this, you know, the statistics recently show as well that, you know, we had 15% of the population were unemployed a number of years ago. We're down now to 5.2. And I mean, I have to say there's a lot of people working in Donegal that haven't been working in Donegal for many, many years. Lots of new industries here in Donegal, lots of jobs. And, you know, you talk about the disposable income. I was looking at the figures recently that they were saying people in rural Ireland had more disposable income than people living in urban Ireland, as where they might have it in rural Ireland, they are in urban Ireland. They, you know, the costs are transport costs, cost of living costs are dearer than in rural Ireland. But it's not about that. This is about creating jobs, creating an environment for people to come and live in rural Ireland. And that's what we're doing with the schemes that we have, the outdoor recreation scheme, the town and village scheme, the TLAR program. And what we want is to try, the leader program is to try and give these communities the support that they need so that they'll go out there and create jobs themselves, and they will do that. And along with the state agency, like the Uther Us, like the IDA, and like, you know, the state also have to play their part, but communities also play their part. We have some wonderful communities all over this country. We have some wonderful employers, and sometimes what we forget, we have many Irish native employers, and we don't give them the recognition that they deserve, the 10, the 15, the 20 jobs in every corner of this country that are employing the people in every corner of Donegal, and sometimes we forget about them. We should thank them and give them the support that they need to create more employment in Donegal and in every other Donegal in the country.
Can you put a figure on how much is going to be included in the Rural Regeneration and Development Fund for Donegal this year? And is there a commitment that as part of Project Ireland 2040, that funding will continue over the coming years?
That funding is committed. We have €1 million over 10 years. I commit this year alone, I've allocated €86 million. And I'm actually, on Friday, I will be announcing the opening of that scheme again. The Rural Regeneration Scheme will be open again for applications. And I can assure you that that €1 million is available. The funding from 2018 to 2022, is that funding is secure. It's there. That capital funding is there. And all I'll say to communities now, and I'll say to the people of Donegal, to the state agency, to the local authorities, and to the voluntary groups themselves, that scheme is opening from Friday. Talk to your local, whether it's the state agency, whether it's the county council, or whatever the case may be, put the applications together. Donegal did very well the last time, and I have no doubt that they'll do well again in the next round of the Rural Regeneration Scheme. And I can assure you that my department, and I listened to it last year, people saying, you know, that you won't spend the money you have. Well, I spent 99.9% of my funding was spent in my department, and I was glad to say for my department alone, only for my department, 17 million was allocated to Donegal, and that is a substantial amount of money.